Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, there's a whole constellation, a galaxy, a nebula, a universe of important stories and news items and, of course, your calls. It is Wednesday. We're live, the 12th day of October, 2005. I got a big day today, and I'm going to love every minute of it. Got 3 hours here, then two live TV shows tonight to do, and I'm going to be on Coast to Coast AM this evening, debunking peak oil. I really appreciate George Norrie having me on to do this, for 3 hours tonight. So this little soldier has got his work cut out for him. We're going to have wide open phones today, but we've had a lot of requests. In fact, last night I was already intending to re-air at least part of the Ron Paul interview that we did yesterday today. The last 30 minutes of the broadcast, we had Congressman Ron Paul on, and he dropped bombshell after bombshell after just hydrogen bombshell of political information. Namely, I said, why does Bush want martial law so bad? And they said, well, of course, to suppress the population and to confiscate our guns. And we have the text of that interview and an article written about it that Paul Watson took the time to do today up on prisonplanet.com. Every website needs to link to it. Everybody needs to see it. Ron Paul has never, I repeat, never gone this far, even in his legendary neocon speech. Everybody needs to get this article, and it needs to get out there. But I know that a lot of people, you know, tune into the first or second hour, and then we have an audience that tends to tune in the third hour. I mean, the average talk radio listener listens about 16 minutes. We've got stations, CUME numbers from around the country, and the average is around 45 minutes. So we blow most talk shows away on CUME and on time spent listening. Time spent listening is actually the term I wanted to use. CUME is something separate. We also have very high CUME when we do get the ratings. But to make a long story short, even though our listeners listen for about 45 minutes on average, still, most of you did miss that last 30 minutes of the broadcast. That is the least listened to portion of this transmission. We know that from numbers. The middle of the show, the second hour, is the biggest. So I want you to be able to hear this, because it's a big deal. I mean, Dr. Paul, Congressman Paul, has nothing but an impeccable record, and he gives you the same analysis that I would. I mean, it's simply about taking the blinders off. There's no other way to see it. There's no other way to... we have the historical lens. We have this administration's own statements. So coming up in about 25 minutes... 27 minutes to be precise, when we come out of break at 33 after, I'm going to play one segment of the interview where he really made a lot of the amazing statements. I hope you'll record it. I hope you'll give it to friends and family. Or if you want a high-quality CD of it or a MP3 of it, you can also get an entire month of the show for $19.95. I don't sell that. The network does. And so you can support them by going to the network, GCNLive.com, and ordering the yesterday's show. Well, you'll get the whole month, but just marked down it was the 11th of October. By the way, we are posting it for PrisonPlanet.tv members, of course, and we'll put some of the key excerpts out for everybody. We're a very small team, and we're also preparing for the debunking of the peak oil tonight with the Honorable George Norrie. I really look forward to that, but... when we get back, we'll get into all the other news, and we'll re-air part of the Paul interview. Poll, Americans want Bush impeachment. This is out of the London Independent. GM crop ruins fields for 15 years. Peak oil is a corrupt globalist scam. Want to go over that. Schwarzenegger signs deals for two big movies. Total liar. Swore he wouldn't do that. Bird flu, major developments there. It's all coming up. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. I am so honored to be your host. I am humbled, I am blessed, I am blown away, I am amazed, I am daunted that I have this responsibility and that so many of you put so much trust in me. But deep down, folks, we are all in this together and we all know it. And that message telegraphs between all of us together right now. You know, every day I'm just impressed by, it's like I've been stamped by it. In a good way. I've been marked by it, by how short life is, how wonderful life is, how beautiful God's creations are, and His universe and His world, and how beautiful and tender and sweet so many individuals and people and children are, and all the good in the world. Now, the more I focus on the evil, the more I focus on its activities and the plans it's laid and the operations that it's executing, the more I realize why we fight it. Because of all the goodness in the world that we're trying to protect, all the goodness, all the purity, all the simplicity, all the majesty, all of the just unfathomable, undescribable gulfs and mountains and reaches of just unutterable life. I mean, think about it. We're alive one time here on this sphere that is 18,000 miles in circumference with an atmosphere, an incredibly thin atmosphere, with the gulfs of space out beyond us, and we get to look up at the night sky and see Jupiter and see Mars and see Venus and to see Saturn and to see shooting stars and satellites in the heavens and jet airplanes flying overhead and birds nesting in the eaves of your house and your children happily running and playing and just totally enthralled by the majesty of life and the incredible exaltation of discovery, just bubbling over with love and life and dynamic human spirit. That's what we're guarding. That's what we're fighting the New World Order for, because believe me, I mean, I've studied them. They really hate that. They really don't like it. They really are after it. They want to destroy it. They are sick. They are broken. They are fallen. Interview with Ron Paul's coming up. I'm just going to re-air one segment of the interview where he dropped the most bombshells, including Bush's plan for martial law and gun confiscation. That's coming up in 20 minutes. And then we'll just take calls for the broadcast and cover news, but and there's so much of it. But really, I mean, how can you spend all day playing video games? How can you spend all day drinking beer? How can you spend all day going to football games and only caring about football or baseball? How can you spend all day at the shopping mall? How could you spend all day? I mean, listen, I have to tear myself away. I literally lust after going camping. I lust after walking in the woods. I lust after climbing mountains. I just want to ride bikes, you know, through the hillside. I want to spend time with my family. I literally want to go swimming in cool rivers. I just constantly think about how I want to go fishing. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, if I wasn't fighting the New World Order, and I wasn't involved in all this, I would have some. I would own some business. I'd build it up. I'd have employees, and then so I could end up taking off, you know, a couple days a week to go enjoy the God's beautiful creation. But I can't do that. You know what? And I'm honored because life is so short, life is so fast, and we're in this fight, and it's coming down on us now. And so I don't have any regrets that I literally work 18 hours a day. It's I enjoy it though most of the time, especially when anytime I'm getting burned out, I just turn on the news and watch these evil people on television and how they think we're a bunch of slaves and a bunch of dumb scum and they think they're getting one over on us. Or I read the newspaper and Bush says I'm against torture and I'm going to put people in prison for torture that I ordered to torture and we have the orders. But then I'm going to say I'm going to veto a torture law saying you can't torture people to death. I mean, it only restricts the torture. It's, again, like giving Jeffrey Dahmer a license. Well, if he had a license, it would have been okay. So when you realize how palpable and how real it is, and when you start tuning out of the enemy transmissions, and let me explain that. I don't really tune out of the enemy transmissions. I've probably got my head more in it than most people. It's that I do compartmentalize it. You know, I look at it and I realize what it is, and I hold it at arm's length and I examine it like a snake, like if I was a snake handler and I grabbed it with a tool and was holding it at arm's length. The average person just gives themselves over to it in abandon. I mean, this is marketing 101, that after about a minute and a half watching television, you shift into a dream state. You ever walk into somebody's house, you come to visit, and they're like, hey, come on in. And they just kind of have their mouth open, staring blankly at the TV, and you can look at their face, and the light of the TV's flashing on it, and they're zombified. Do not give yourselves over to it. This life is so short. You know, that's why I like talk radio. Not just that I'm on talk radio. Obviously, I got into talk radio because I like talk radio. When you're out driving, or you're out cleaning the garage out, or you're working in the garden, or you're on a hike. You know, back in the day when I had time to go on, you know, 15-mile hikes, 20-mile hikes, I would
80% of the time, listen to the birds tweeting and stuff going on, but I might stick an earbud in my ear and listen to a baseball game while I was hiking, especially once I got tired. That would give me more energy as a distraction. But still, when you're listening to the radio, it's not as passive. You're involved. You have to image things in your mind. It's akin to reading, and it shows that radio builds the intellect. Radio makes more neuron connections in the brain. Radio, even more so than reading. I mean, they've got whole statistics and whole research. A lot of research has been done on this. Reading is excellent as well. Television is bad. And buy my video, by the way. No, I mean, people are still going to watch TV. I go see movies occasionally every few weeks. It's one pleasure I still might snatch occasionally. But, no. When you're sitting there watching TV, it's actually lowering your cognitive development. It's actually lowering the amount of actual neuron connections. You know, they say Einstein used 12% of his brain and the average person uses 9%. Well, that's not really true. It's like backup server space or extra hard drives, because we burn out hard drives. Hard drives get corrupted, to use that analogy. The space we've got on our brain, you know, they'll cut the brain case open, the skull cavity open, on some master composer or pianist. I mean, they study people with 180 IQ's brains, and they've done study after study. I've even watched documentaries where they, you know, the person allows their body to be seen when they're killed and, you know, when they die, and they, you know, take the skull cap off, and the brain is like a small grapefruit. They're 95 years old, it shriveled almost to nothing, but the person when they died was bouncing off the walls, you know, just absolute genius level. But then they'll cut the head open of somebody who's 70 years old, had Alzheimer's, but they led a sedentary life watching television, and the brain hadn't even really shrunk, but they're dumb as dirt. The brain just turns off. Look, we continue to learn, and we need to gobble up life. We need to just greedily enjoy it and love it. Instead of just living your lives, the average person watches over 4 hours of TV. Folks, I don't watch 4 hours of TV in a month. In fact, on average, it's got to be, I might watch 4 hours in every 2 months. I mean, I don't watch it. My family doesn't watch it. That is my wife and children. My mother uses TV as radio. She never looks at it, but she has it on in the background, and the news on, but that's still dangerous. And look, I'm not up here preaching. It's just life is so fun. And back when I was in high school, I was a very active person, but still I wasn't a tenth as happy as I am now, because I didn't watch an hour or two of television a day. It robs you. What is it? The average person, by the time they die, watches like 8 years of television? 8 years of television? I mean, 8 years of your life watching that idiot box. Whereas you listen to talk radio, I say purple dinosaur, you're now imaging a purple dinosaur. I say, Mount St. Helens erupting, you now are imaging Mount St. Helens erupting. That is an active action, a brain-boosting activity. Now, that's why they don't like talk radio, and they've taken it over with a bunch of spewing, pewing, moiling neocons. But radio is an amazing tool. And regardless, even if they're spewing propaganda, it's still better to listen to that than watch TV. And this is not some assault, you know, on TV because I'm in talk radio, folks. It's really because the studies and the statistics show that. And I have no idea why I've gotten off into a rant about television when I have all this news. It's just that enjoy life. Go scuba diving. Go for a hike. If you've got children, spend more time with them. I mean, if you don't educate them and train them and put values into them, the government's going to do it. If you don't teach them the beauty of thinking and being involved and questioning, then they'll be taught not to. All right, I've done my preaching. Cover a few key news items when we get back, and then we'll play part of this Ron Paul interview, only a segment. And then we'll open the phones up at 1-800-259-9231. You see, radio is active. It's proactive. You're involved.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. I'm just amazed by life. I mean, to walk outside, we have these big red ants in Texas. And as a child, and still as an adult, I could just sit there for like 30 minutes and watch these little ants. There's these big ants, you know, carrying a seed 10 times their weight on their back with their mandibles, watching them drag a dead, try to drag a dead grasshopper down their hole. And if the hole isn't big enough, you'll see them within minutes break open the hole and move rocks out of the way. Like 20 ants get on a pebble that weighs 100 times their weight, and they'll push the pebble out of the way. And And see, I'm a weirdo because I want to watch real things, little biochemical machines that God designed moving a rock out of the way to greedily, you know, bring down this entire grasshopper. And I just marvel at everything. And I just am so thankful to be alive. It's so amazing. And I'm so thankful that I have a moral compass. Not that I'm even the best person in the world. I'm so thankful that somehow I kept my conscience. I'm so thankful that I learned about the Bill of Rights and Constitution. I'm so thankful that I know martial law is being set up in America. So we can fight it. I'm so thankful I'm not in the dark. You know, I hear commercials on TV and radio, and they're like, you know, come to our club and forget about reality. And then the next ad comes on. Things getting down, bummed out, come buy a new car. You're not going to find happiness for that. At the bar, buying a new car. I'm not saying a new car is bad, folks, but if getting a new car is so you'll have a fancy new car and it's some type of religious reason, you know, like you worship the car, then it's the wrong reason. Again, it gets back to priorities. Getting our priorities straight. You know, think about your family line, all the connections going back thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And all the men and women that struggled, all the wars they were in, all the raids they endured, you know, going back to ancient villages, whether it was in Africa or Germania. Think about our ancestors coming over in rat-infested, tiny, you know, 100-foot-long sail ships and being in giant storms on 50-foot waves and, you know, women giving birth in the holds of ships and, you know, the Black Plague and being a, you know, what happened in America to black slaves being brought over in slave ships and in great white and tiger sharks following the ships, eating their bodies as they threw them overboard. And just all the toil and war and suffering, but also exultation and resistance and rebellions against tyranny and everything we are as a species. You know, so many adults I know go, I got a big house, I make lots of money, I owe this system, I owe the government. You've actually, instead of thanking God, you thank the government. I mean, literally, a lot of successful people think that they're part of the system and that they owe this system something. Well, I've done good. I mean, how can I criticize what's happening? Don't you understand the globalists are parasites? We were so big and so rich and so dynamic and so intelligent and so in action, you know, taking action, so involved in the dynamic struggle of humanity and life. And this animating contest that these parasites have used us as an engine to take over the planet, and they're now strip mining everything psychologically, spiritually, and economically. You know, the curtain's lowering on this country, and the politicians do stand up there and take credit for all this. When our grandfathers and grandmothers and their grandparents and the people at Lexington and Concord and Trenton and Bunker Hill and all of it, when they spilt their guts for us and a bunch of inbred, drug addict pieces of trash sit up there in the White House and take credit for all this, and you let them take credit for this? When they're destroying this, they're overturning this, they're annihilating this, they're eating through it, swarming through it like a cancer. I've used this analogy many times. The globalists are a cancer, and they say survival of the fittest, social Darwinism. Well, since we're taking over, that gives us a right to rule. Well, since we're ruthless and we'll kill anybody and everybody because we're more evil than the evilest thing you can imagine, well, that gives us a right to rule. No, it doesn't. You're a disease. You're a pathogen. You're a poison. There's nothing survival of the fittest. Cyanide isn't superior to the human mind and the human body and this incredible machine. It's just a simple poison. But you put it into the body, it will kill the body. So just because you're a capsule of cyanide and you're killing humanity doesn't mean you're somehow wonderful or godlike, you pieces of trash. I indict you. The whole universe indicts you as a plague. As a plague on God's creation. And we're going to cut you out. And it's got to be painful. But here comes the scalpel, so you get ready. You're going down. We're going to burn you out. You got that? God's going to cauterize you. We're going to burn. You're going to burn. Get ready to burn.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they seize? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
FM dial from Kansas City, Missouri to Los Angeles, California, from Niagara Falls, New York to Pensacola, Florida. Simulcasting on WWCR Global Shortwave, the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We are very honored to have Congressman Ron Paul with us for the next 25 minutes. We appreciate him and his busy schedule. They're actually lining up some people to run against him. His 67% election rate is not daunting them, and with these new electronic voting machines, look out, got to really support the congressman this year. That's a message to all the troops out there on the front lines of the fight for this republic. But Congressman, first off, thanks for coming on with us.
Oh, good to be with you again.
You bet. Now they're having to finally send armored vehicles to the border. There have been 600 deaths in the last 8 months on the Texas-Mexico border. They closed the U.S. mission because of rocket attacks and machine gun attacks. As you know, Nuevo Laredo is completely shut down. Laredo is shut down. Almost no tourism. And Bush is just ignoring the entire problem.
Yep, and I imagine he will because he's for the New World Order, and you know he's not going to oppose any of these moves. I was in a high school class just this morning, and I talked to the principal, and that was one of the main things he wanted to talk to me on a personal level was the burden that the local schools have with illegal immigrants, and they have all the federal mandates, and it's a real problem to him personally as a teacher and as an administrator, and of course he recognized it was a burden for our taxpayers too.
But, I mean, in polls, 80-plus% of the American people, including the majority of Hispanics, are against these open borders. Why are the Republicans and Democrats ignoring the mountain of
public support to close them and the Constitution demanding it.
But I think it's an obsession with this fear of not being politically correct. I think that's part of it, and I think some of it is just flat out they think it's practical, pragmatic politics to do this. You point out that maybe the Hispanics aren't that supportive of open borders, which I agree with you, especially those who are American citizens and got here the honest way. But they have this notion that if they do anything to restrict immigration, that Hispanics will never vote for you, and therefore they would lose their vote. And that's the name of the game up there. It's not to deliberately undermine the Constitution. It's never deliberately to uphold the Constitution. Everything is designed to maintain or secure political power. And their interpretation is that this is a benefit. Now, you and I agree that they're not looking at it right because it's obviously a political liability from our viewpoint.
Well, Rome finally fell and became rotten from within because there were more people from outside the empire's core than there were that had been born there.
All right, and they believed in welfare at that time, too. They didn't think that they could that people would have to work. And for a long time, the Romans lived off of the lands that they conquered. But they eventually consumed all that they conquered, and they weren't producing anything, which is the tendency that we have this day, because we're not producing as we used to. So if we don't change our way, we will go the way of Rome. And I see that as rather sad. We should be protecting that element that protects all of us economically and politically, and that is personal liberty, and that would solve all our problems.
Congressman Ron Paul, speaking of politically correct, Myers, this new individual he wants for the Supreme Court, I mean, a big liberal, anti-gun, pro-open border, pro-abortion, a lot of conservative commentators are now being forced to admit that Bush is totally betraying the party. I mean, you said 3-4 years ago with your neocon speech that you know, more betrayals happen with the Republicans than we have with Democrats. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, I think that's when conservatives let their guard down. If you see when Reagan was first elected and when the Bushes got in office, the effort to really fight for our values is diminished. People say, oh, we're in charge. And especially this last time in 2000, we had control of the administration, we had control of the House and the Senate, and therefore the court appointees would all be okay. And the conservatives just sort of get lackadaisical. And some of the worst things happen when you get the so-called conservative Republicans in charge from Nixon on down. You know, some of the terrible things that big government flourishes under Republicans. But my problem, and those who argue the case for limited government as a Republican, is that, oh, you don't like our president. You're undermining the president. You're not loyal. If you don't support the war, you're unpatriotic. But I think what is happening right now with this appointment, finally, they're starting to wake up. They should have been awake years ago. But I think this appointment has all of a sudden galvanized the conservatives to speak out. Maybe they'll speak out more forcefully against the war as well as the problems with immigration and deal with these appointments as well.
Congressman, it seems like Bush really is living in a bubble. I mean, he says that he doesn't read the newspapers. I never believed that, but I think his advisors don't read the newspapers because 90-9, they vote that they can't torture somebody too much, and then Bush is sending people to prison through his Pentagon and his JAG generals are sending people to prison for 5 years for following orders. We have the Gonzales memos, and then Bush comes right out and says, I'm going to veto any law saying that we can't torture people. I mean, it's embarrassing.
You know, it's really hard to believe it's happening right in front of us, whether it's the torturing or whether it's the process of denying habeas corpus to an American citizen. You say, well, that's only 1, 2, or 3 people. But, boy, that principle is so significant. I think it's arrogance, an arrogance of power that they have where they themselves are like communists, not in the philosophy completely, but in the sense that they design what is right. You know, the Communist Party said what was right and wrong. It wasn't a higher source.
Well, Rove told the New York Times that. He said, we govern reality by telling you what it is, but if we don't play along, they're just clowns.
Yeah, they want to set these standards, and they're absolutely arrogant. That's why they need to be brought down to their knees, especially people like Rove, who have run the show for so long, This could be this could be a big event pretty soon if Roe gets indicted.
Well, sir, you're a medical doctor, and I respect the fields of medicine and the study of this. But doesn't that sound like delusional behavior when you start saying? I mean, that's almost a medical condition, not just psychiatric. When you start saying, I am the king, I make reality. I mean, that's like fruitcake land. That's dangerous.
Well, I think it is. I think it's borderline thinking. But I think a lot of politicians are borderline anyway. So, but when you get that much power and you're borderline on your thinking and where truth comes from, it's a rather dangerous situation. Because, and that's why I preach the Constitution. The Constitution is so important. A lot of people accuse me, well, Ron Paul, all he does is vote his personal beliefs. Well, in a way, that's true, but my personal belief is that you should follow the rule of law. But the rule of law is more important to me than anything else. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't change our laws and we shouldn't change our Constitution if need be. It's just that we ought to obey the rule of law. And so sometimes I have to go against my desires on some legislation. They'll have a piece of federal legislation sounds pretty good to me. Maybe on liability reform or something like this. But I don't have the authority to do this. I'm not allowed to do this, so I'll have to vote against it in order to preserve what I think is important.
You're talking about the Tenth Amendment, because the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and if we build this centralized system, it's going to be abused.
That's right, and that's the, I think what has happened, or what happened over the last 100 years plus, was that after they passed the 14th Amendment, not immediately, but as time has evolved, the courts have ruled that the 14th Amendment repealed the 9th and the 10th Amendment. So that is totally ignored. If they want to do something, whether they're conservatives or liberals in Washington, they'll refer frequently to the General Welfare Clause or the Interstate Commerce Clause or the 14th Amendment. Conservatives like to use the 14th Amendment and say, oh, we have the authority to do this. And
what are the Democrats saying about Bush right now? I mean, double the growth rate of government what it was with Clinton, every major great society program ballooning, metastasizing, wildly blooming, and then meanwhile these judges he's appointing left and right are to use the false left-right spectrum, are left of Hillary Clinton. I mean, the Democrats, I've told Democrats that hate Bush, if you love your party's views, then you should, really know what the policies are. You should like Bush, not hate him.
Well, I think they do, and I think they would like Tom DeLay to hang around and all these problems to exist and that Carrot remains a punching bag. But, they do complain a bit, and they'll even talk about the Constitution and states' rights and balanced budgets and cutting back. But no, they're not believable. Who's going to believe that Democrats are really serious about fiscal conservatism? They talk that way, and they pretend that they're concerned, but they really aren't. And they just, are the problem as much as anything. They were the ones that helped Bush get past the Patriot Act. They're the ones who helped Bush pass all this warmongering, neocon interventionism. So they offer nothing, although on occasion their rhetoric sounds like the old Republicans used to sound.
Well, Congressman, do you get the feeling I get? And if you don't, I mean, obviously tell us, but, they passed the National ID Card, Real ID Act. They're pushing for open borders. They passed the new Freedom Initiative for forced psychological testing and drugging. They just everything, Bush up there saying torture's good. All of this, hey, let's get rid of Posse Comitatus. Let's have troops run your life. I mean, it seems like the freight train is going down a steeper and steeper grade, and no one's in control. And it just seems like there's a wild corporate orgy of looting going on.
It's real easy to blame Congress and the president, and they deserve a lot of blame. But to me, it's so strange that the president can make these proposals, and they're even plausible. I mean, they shouldn't even be plausible. When he talks about martial law dealing with some epidemic that might come later on to have forced quarantines, doing away with posse comitatus in order to deal with natural disasters as well as the potential of terrorist act. But hardly anybody says anything. People must be scared to death. They must say, well, somebody's going to get me. So therefore, and they have no confidence in themselves.
But Congressman, I mean, you're a veteran yourself. You're a medical doctor. I've heard a lot of other medical doctors on air saying that a quarantine's going to do nothing. You can't quarantine it. And that this thing's being way overhyped. And that Rumsfeld, by the way, is tied into the company that's selling this flu pill. They're going to make at least $4 billion in the next few months. And it's Bush out there pushing this entire thing. But, I mean, you know, it's we need martial law because of the terrorist threat.
Yeah,
we need martial law because of the hurricane. We need martial law because of the bird flu. I mean, it's every day it's martial law.
And they have the propaganda machine. They get the attention. But it has to be worked with a people who have become frightened and scared. I don't think this could have happened, you know, 150 years ago. Or, you know, I don't think the people would have been so complacent. So things are coming together to their benefit. But I agree, it is the president hyping this and the Rumsfeld. But it has to be in combination with the people being fearful enough that they will accept the man on the white horse.
Well, you're a medical doctor. Can you give us your take on this bird flu?
Probably no more of an expert than anybody else. My first reaction, just with my political and medical background, would be that it's way overly hyped, and that to think that they have gone this far with it without a single case in the whole country, and they're willing to change the law and turn it into a military state?
But then,
I mean,
sir,
that is unbelievable.
But isn't it even more obvious that every week it's some new reason?
Yeah, and I imagine it's going to continue, but they are determined that they're going to have martial law, and people seem to think that coming out of New Orleans, you know, they saw the breakdown in law and order and said, well, it was all those state people. They couldn't take care of them.
Why do they want martial law? The people are putting up with it. We're putting up with all the corporate contracts and the scams and all the corruption and the bloated deficit. I mean, why is this, these corporate interests that control Bush, why are they so obsessed with having troops on the street corners of America? I mean, Secretary of Defense Cohen in 98 was saying that in the Army Times, that troops on the street corner, you know, that means safety.
I think they're concerned about the remnant of those individuals who don't buy into this stuff and think that they should take care of themselves on their own, that they should have their own guns and their own provisions, and they don't want to depend on the government at all, and I think that is a threat to those who want to hold power. So, you know, the demonstration, I think there was some confiscation or threat of confiscation of guns even in New Orleans, and certainly the move in this country that we're trying to create, this new perfect democracy, Iraq, that's one of the things that they want to make sure is that the people don't have guns. So they don't want any resistance to their authoritarian rule.
So, talking to Congressman Ron Paul here, he's coming to the exact same conclusion that we have in articles we've written and what other people are saying, and now even mainstream newspapers. We're living in a twilight zone with the government openly wanting to use the military on us to confiscate our guns. And, Congressman, I don't know if you've seen my videos, but I've been to urban warfare drills in Hebron, Maryland, and in California, and in North Carolina. And I'm talking 6-7 years ago, where they were training the Marines to take our guns, and they were training domestically, sir, and I have the video, and then now it's being manifest, and people are having trouble dealing with it, but I mean, where is it going? Do you think they'll really have the...
Well, in some ways it may serve our interests as well, because, you know, I complain about the people being too complacent, but I think there is going to be a limit. I just think that the gun issue is one that they will not win in this country, because I think the American people ultimately think they do have a responsibility for themselves, and I think they're realizing that the local police never protect them. They're helpful at times, but they're really not what provide protection. You just think of a state like Texas, all the rural areas and probably any state in the country. You're not protected because they're a policeman. You're protected there because most people know you have a gun in your house. And so you could be totally isolated, but you're reasonably safe, safer than you are in the inner city, because in the inner city you have all the policemen, but there are no guns. The people don't have any guns. They've all been taken from them. So I think it'd be very hard to take the guns, and if they try to, I think our numbers will grow. And I think that's the same way it is. There's a growing number of people who are interested in protecting themselves financially, and they want to hold metals, you know, as the ultimate reserve against paper money. And I think that they're going to have trouble. And it's a shame, but I'm afraid it's going in that direction.
Well, you know, a diver who's diving at 500 feet, he gets narcosis. He gets high from the mixture he's breathing from the tank. And it seems like people in high places get delusional throughout history and on these power trips and think they're invincible. In fact, it always happens. Hitler, you know, attacking four countries at the same time. It seems like, though, we're starting to see that out of Washington itself. Do you think they're ever going to come back to ground, or is it just going to have to collide?
Well, let's hope they come to their senses, because one day I think these guys are ready to start a war with Iran, or they're ready to start a war with Syria or North Korea or China. Then the next day I think, they can't possibly do that. It's so insane. We don't have the money. We don't have the troops. We probably don't even have the ammunition anymore because they consume so much every single day. But if they are truly delusional, they just might do something that's totally irrational.
Well, I mean, the top army people told them don't invade Iraq, and they did it. Sir, a quick break. Just a few minutes on the other side. I want to talk about where your campaign's going, how folks can support it. On the other side, stay with us, Congressman.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Probably missed it yesterday with Ron Paul. And we'll have the whole thing posted at prisonplanet.com here in the next few hours. We've written a detailed article about it. Republican congressman slams Bush on militarized police state preparation. Ron Paul says indictment story is far more damaging than media is portraying. Avian flu, martial law provisions aimed at gun confiscations. And he says he believes it's all going in that direction.
There's no other way to look at it. And let me tell you something. I've got the Army, I got the Marines training to take your children from you and put you in a camp. We're talking Abu Ghraib. And they'll take the very same pieces of trash that are over there doing that there and bring them over here. That's their plan. It's about control. It's about domination. And you heard Ron Paul. I mean, he's a veteran of Vietnam, medical doctor. He was a flight surgeon in Vietnam. And most conservative member of Congress. But I know neocons here locally. I hate him. I love Bush. I guess you love Myers. You love Gonzalez. You just love the open borders. Wake up, folks. We're going to start the next hour and go to Kenneth and John and James and many others. I'd like to hear you respond to what Ron Paul was just saying. Pretty big news item. I hope you'll go to PrisonPlanet.com and get that story and get it out to everybody. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us on this live Wednesday edition. And then coming up, poll, Americans want Bush impeached. Genetically modified crops not only poison other crops, but ruin fields for 15 years. More on peak oil as a globalist scam. Schwarzenegger, who stages events and all this, he swore he would not make movies while he was governor. And now he signed two deals to do it, but he says, oh, it's while I'm running for governor. What does that even mean? He'll still be governor on top of running for governor. Just amazing lies. More on the avian flu. And health officials are now saying outbreak is inevitable and virus would spread. MSNBC, why, it's inevitable. Just like SARS is inevitable and nuclear attack is inevitable, going to happen by the election, doesn't happen. They never lose credibility, and a bunch of phony patriots will run around parroting it for greedy reasons. Okay, fine, knock yourselves out. Some of us want credibility. EU says internet could fall apart. Again, this is part of internet too. Now they're announcing it. They're going to start shutting it down. We're already starting to see that happen. And as usual, people won't know why it's happening. We've written articles about it 2 years ago because they admit it. We have their own policy reports and plans. Mandela rules Earth with Clinton as deputy out of Newsmax. Wait till you hear about this. Yes, it's very interesting, and it could be in the cards, at least Bill Clinton, not Mandela. We're out of time for this hour. Just briefly, if you believe in what we're doing, you believe in the message we're spreading, and you want powerful, dynamic, informative, excellent videos, then you need to get Martial Law, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. I carry a bunch of other books and other videos, Second Amendment videos to wake up gun grabbers in your area, videos about what happened to the USS Liberty, Jim Tucker's new book on the Bilderberg Group, the 13 family bloodlines of the Illuminati. I got it all. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Go peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart. Read free chapters of books, watch whole sections of videos for free, look at the different specials we offer, and take action. And your support goes right into our howitzers in the info war. We just, as soon as you support us, we slam it into the chamber and say, fire! We pull the cord and smash enemy forces. So go to InfoWars.com and order the videos and books today, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or get a 15-cent-a-day membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.